From Electric Forest Radio, this is Forest Today. On today's show, we're focusing on the Electricology Program. That's the festival's in-house sustainability program that helps us all be good stewards of our physical home here in Rothbury and to reduce the overall impact we have on the planet. They do this via multiple EcoPoint stores, which rewards you for doing good green deeds throughout the weekend. And of course, the prize cart, where you can earn some great prizes just by sticking around to clean up the grounds after sets at some of the festival's biggest stages. Rocky and Hannah from the Electricology team join us to tell us all about it in just a moment. But first, for more episodes of Forest Today like this, plus the Brainery Hour, exclusive DJ mixes, and live set recordings from the festival, don't forget to search for and subscribe to the Electric Forest Radio podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or visit electricforest.com/radio.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rocky. I am the department head for Electricology and the Price Cart.
And I'm Hannah. I am the fan engagement director for Electricology. So we're getting you guys all really excited to participate in our program.
So let's talk about what Electricology is for folks who may have not heard that phrase before or aren't familiar with everything that you guys take care of on site.
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to say I hope everybody traveling in hasn't had any issues. Mm. We are so excited for everybody to get here. We are the sustainability of Electric Forest, and that holds, you know, a lot of weight. We are honored to carry that title.
Yeah.
The sustainability program here is really unique. We engage with patrons and fans at a level that maybe some other programs kind of don't.
Sure.
I just absolutely adore how excited everybody is to participate. But for those that haven't in the past or new to Forest, welcome. We are so excited to have you guys stop by our stores. So there's a couple different layers to the program. First, there's three different Electricology stores that you guys can come visit at basically normal business hours for the most part, 10 a.m. to about 6, 7 p.m. at night.
Okay.
If we have a lot of traction, we'll stay open a little bit later. Those locations are right in front of the general admission entrance on Main Street near Medical and Conscious Alliance. You'll find the same setup in Good Life Camping, and then one more location in the back end of Ranch Arena. So, essentially, we reward all of you guys by bringing us your trash, your recycling, or even just coming and letting us know efforts that you've given towards traveling in sustainably. Maybe you are somebody that composts at home.
Mm.
We geek out over these types of conversations. Anything like that, we're going to reward you with an EcoPoint. An EcoPoint is a form of currency. You can take that EcoPoint, fill out your personal information. It's just your name and your phone number, and enter into a raffle. We've got all sorts of prizes waiting for y'all. Anywhere between official Electric Forest merch to artist activations and fun surprises. If you are super, super stoked about this program as much as we are, you can sign up for our leaderboard program. On that end, you don't actually enter yourself into a raffle. You just try to get the most eco points.
Mm.
The person with the most eco points at the end of the weekend gets 4 Good Life tickets for next year.
Yeah.
That's no insignificant prize right there.
Absolutely.
That's worth some serious cash.
Absolutely.
So.
And the fans really do go hard for this. Yeah. I mean, it has continuously become more and more competitive, which is just so much fun. Everybody here truly cares about keeping the forest clean. And honestly, that makes our job a little bit easier. So thank you guys. But we're always welcoming new, fresh faces. Anybody that wants to can participate.
Perfect. So in order to do that, you just stop by the booth and give them your information, and then a leaderboard lives at that booth. So you can stop by and see who's topping the list all weekend long, right?
So I won't lie, we won't actually tell you if you're at the top, but we will give you hints if you are close.
Gotcha.
Yes, that's kind of like a fun gamble throughout the weekend.
Good motivator to keep going,
But the way that you do find out if you win is you get invited to this top secret exclusive party in a hidden room here at the forest.
Mm.
The party has some snacks, some food, some little bevs. We have a good time. And then there's also a surprise entertainment.
Okay.
There is a top secret DJ that will be here this year. Very excited for that. At that party, we announce who's won first, second, and third place. Second and third place will get decked out in all sorts of prizes that we have. And then first place gets those tickets.
Okay. All right. Great. Let's talk about things that folks can do before they get to site. So if you're still packing for your trip to Rothbury, if you're thinking about grabbing a few last-minute items, what are some things that can help reduce our environmental impact once we are on site?
Absolutely. So I probably sound like a broken record, but my number one thing is please, please bring a reusable water bottle. There are so many refill stations around the area. Plastic water bottles, you know, are no good. We all know that at this point. We understand that when you're at Electric Forest, you know, you got to hydrate. So that's the priority.
Yeah, but we want you to be doing that.
Absolutely.
It's warmer than ever this year and will be throughout the weekend.
And dry, so you've got to have it all.
Absolutely.
But a reusable water bottle is preferable. Other than that, any type of unnecessary packaging. So let's say you realize that your air mattress isn't working anymore and you head out to the store to buy a new one. Maybe let's unbox that bad boy beforehand, take out any plastic packaging that is around it, and then maybe leave that cardboard at home as well. We all know that you're probably not going to get the air mattress back in the box. So any unnecessary packaging that you can keep maybe at home for storage purposes or take care of at home before you head to site, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I think the mantra that we hear, you know, pack it in, pack it out, just everything that you come with, please take back with you and minimize what you leave on site, because that's the heartbreaking scene that we see after large scale events like this, right? Is just the exodus and then all this stuff that gets left.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. And one more tidbit here on that. If you do have any camp supplies that you, for some reason, can't bring back with you, feel free to come and donate that to us at the Electricology stores. We will find a way to donate those products to the local communities here in Rothbury or Muskegon, Grand Rapids area. We will find a purpose for them. Please do not leave them.
Yeah.
We will make sure that they get into hands where it's needed. But I do have one more thing as far as packing goes. Sorry, I kind of got a little twisted around here.
Sure.
but one easy switch out is just making sure that you have environmentally safe products like biodegradable soaps and cleaning products. That's a super simplistic way to help keep our environment the way that it is and have the farm animals return back to their home in a safe space.
Because that's what this ranch is.
Absolutely.
When we're not here the other 11 months of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And I think it really helps to declutter your space if you're using these biodegradable soaps too. I mean, Dr. Bronner's is going to be one of my favorites. You can use it to wash your dishes. You can use it to wash your hair and your body. So you're not bringing, you know, all of these plastic tubs full of different shampoos and conditioners and dish soaps and body soaps. And I think this whole, you know, pack in, pack out philosophy too, you're going to have so much better of a time at the festival when you don't have a bunch of trash around you. You're not tripping over things, you know. I think definitely keeping a clean, organized space is going to help you enjoy your festival just that much more.
Okay. Any other tips or advice is before people get here?
I think that pretty much covers the basics. I don't want to overwhelm y'all, but like I said, if you guys are those people that just are extremely mindful of these things, please come and talk to us. Like, we would love to nerd out with you.
Yeah. So we have recycle and trash bins all across the venue and campground, so please utilize those. What are some of the items that maybe you see after the fact that folks think is maybe acceptable to just throw on the ground that you need to remind them that they should be putting in a proper trash bin?
My biggest one is going to be cigarette butts.
Yep.
I know that it's so easy to just flick your cigarette and be on the way to the next set. I get it.
Yep.
But if we could just take, you know, 2 seconds to put that cigarette out properly and even just store it temporarily if you need to until you can get to a trash can. I mean, you are truly, truly helping us. Like we mentioned, the farm animals just a moment ago.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that their environment is safe, too. Yeah. We're here to have fun, but we also have to be mindful of what the space is used for the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Hannah, did you have anything other than that?
I don't think so. I think, you know, definitely come see us at the Electricology stores, but also know that our team will be, you know, frolicking around the forest with eco points in hand. So if, you know, you're not at that comfortability level to come up and spark a conversation, we're still going to notice that you're taking the time and attention to keep our space clean and help contribute to our program. And we'll be giving out eco points all weekend, even if you're not asking for it. So.
Great. And I know other things like glitter and products like that, there are biodegradable versions of those items. So
absolutely.
Just because you can't see debris that's on the ground doesn't mean things aren't affecting our environment. So just be mindful of those things, too.
Of course.
Then let's talk about Prize Cart.
Prize Cart.
Exactly. Yeah.
Prize Cart is such a special activation that the forest provides. If you are unfamiliar, the Prize Cart is a big, gigantic, rainbow-colored cart that comes out after headliners at Sherwood Court, Tripoli, and Ranch Arena every night. Once the Prize Cart has landed right in front of the stage, we will open that window right on up. Everybody will line up with their trash bags, and you will get a prize right there on the spot. Now, when it is rolling out, you will hear the Prize Cart theme song. You will hear the...
Dun, 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 dun,
yes, exactly. Thank you, Hannah. All of the lights will be going. It will be very obvious that there's something special going on. If you could just hang back from that set for 10, 20 minutes, I promise you it will be worth it. We have all sorts of fun goodies to hand out this year.
Yeah, people have gotten some really impressive prizes over the years from that. Some great sponsors that contribute and festival merch and everything else. So it can definitely be well worth the 10, 15, 20 minutes that you're there.
Oh, yeah. And we definitely know that there are some loyalty fans out there that is participating and is super excited to come back. We've seen you guys talking about it online. We've seen you guys talking about it on Facebook, Reddit, all of the things. And we just appreciate the hype so, so much. We are just as excited. I can promise you that.
And that theme song, it was originally written by Kyle Hollingsworth of String Cheese in the very beginning. And little did we know, somebody in the crowd would record that with their phone and remix the song on their own and release it on SoundCloud. And now that is its own plug-in program itself, the remix contest for Prize Cart. And so now we have a whole catalog of songs from what maybe the last 4 or 5 years of remixes of this song. So there are so many different versions of that. We play it on EF Radio multiple times a day after our live set of the day. So we hope everybody's familiar with what that is. And there's what, maybe 4 or 5 different remixes that came out of this year. And I know if you listen to our podcast episode, the last one that just came out, Steve was talking about how fantastic those are. So you will hear a variety of versions of that Prize Cart remix.
Yes, special shout out to the DJs this year that did participate in that Prize Cart remix contest. The entries this year were phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, I was so excited when I listened to every single one of them. Thank you guys so much for your time and participation.
Yeah, so if you're a producer and you're looking to get involved in that aspect, that program usually opens up in the early part of the year and you can submit, and then a very special crew gets to review and pick the winners. And then you get a free ticket to Electric Forest.
Oh, yeah. So all fun stuff here.
Also worth it. Anything else?
Just, you know, quick to round this out, we're all forest family. Even if you're not super eco-conscious or, you know, not familiar with the terminology, feel free to stop by a store if you need a trash bag, a pin, a sticker, a high five, good vibes.
Yeah.
We're here to hang out.
Perfect. And I just want to circle back to the water bottles.
Yeah.
Because I have noticed myself that a lot of folks come into the venue in Tripoli, and a really, really long line forms at that water station, because I think a lot of folks think that may be the only one they see for a while. But I want to remind people that there are several more just past that.
Yes.
In fact, in Ranch Lobby, where the EF Radio booth is located, which is the huge rows of vendors by the merch booth between Tripoli and Ranch Arena, there's one right near us. I think there's even one more before you get to us. So I think there's three water stations within just the first little stretch of walk there. So don't stress about waiting in a long line. You can walk down to the next one. This is nicely filtered water. I drink it myself. We don't even request water where we are because I know we have a water station right there. So I know a lot of people comment about the well water in this area and that it might have some sulfur smell and taste, and that is what it is. It's still safe to drink, but if you prefer that, I encourage you just to keep walking and, you know, make the best use of your time and utilize all the different water stations. But there's so many sprinkled throughout the venue itself and the campgrounds, both GA and VIP. So utilize those. Even though water, other types of premium water offerings may be available.
Right.
It's just an easy thing you can do to lessen our impact and just have plentiful water available to yourself all weekend long.
Absolutely. And honestly, just in general, it's a really smart idea to get acclimated with your resources.
Yep.
Once we are able to get into the venue and once, you know, all the fans get to Main Street and Good Life, all of the areas, be sure to go and check out these spaces. Figure out exactly where everything is that you'd be looking for. You are so right about that line at that first water refill station. And it's not very far away, the next one.
Yeah.
So just, you know, take a gander, frolic around, get an eco point.
Exactly. It's a win-win
for
everybody. Okay, great. So if we want to come see you, just stop by the Eco Point store in the campgrounds and in the back of Ranch Arena.
Absolutely.
Great. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Forest.
Thanks to Rocky and Hannah for joining us. That's it for today. I'm your host, Kent Otto. As always, in addition to this podcast, you can tune in anytime to the EF Radio 24/7 live stream to hear live sets from the festival, artist radio shows, and so much more. To listen to EF Radio live and find a full schedule of programming, plus links to more episodes of this podcast, head over to electricforest.com/radio.